Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And as usual, no, not as usual, not always, do we do bake things, but many times baked goods, whether it happens to be a sweet thing or a savory thing, it can involve baking, and we're going to do that again today.
Well, and this is a recipe that your children will enjoy working with, too, because it is a quick bread recipe. Quick breads are one of the most basic learning recipes recipe categories that there is, I think, in the baking world. Now, because this recipe is a savory recipe, it's for a quick cheese bread, it has a little different spin on it than what perhaps a sweet bread, a banana bread recipe, for instance, or a zucchini bread recipe might have in it.
But I think this is a great experience because it kind of broadens people's thinking and children's thinking about their There are lots of different flavors and different ways to create flavors. So having, I mean, if you usually make banana bread and now you're making cheese bread and the kids go, what? You know, so, and maybe some of us would too.
Yes, and this requires no electric mixer. It's all mixed by hand very gently using a rubber spatula. And so that's a neat way of introducing your children too if you don't want them around electric small appliances. So depending on the age of the child.
So quick cheese bread. Is it really quick?
It is. I didn't have an issue making it at all. Probably the most time that it took was to cut the extra sharp cheddar cheese into about half-inch cubes. And in order to do that, to make it less messy, I sprayed the knife, and this is not a serrated edge knife, it's a sharp edge knife, with some non-stick spray. And that allows the knife to slide through that real dense sticky cheese a lot easier and keep those little cubes more separated.
And does it help to have the cheese really cold rather than room temperature, instance?
Yes, that would definitely work. Now, mine did just come out of the refrigerator before cut it. Yes, otherwise when it softens, that makes it can squish a little more.
Yes.
Although when you use extra sharp cheddar cheese, that is a very firm cheese to begin with, and I think you can kind of avert that smearing issue while the cheese is being cut. This recipe is a recipe that I discovered long ago, well, in 2004, which seems like a long time ago.
It's getting to be that way.
In the collection of recipes that I have from Cook's Illustrated magazines. And of course, Cook's Illustrated is published by America's Test Kitchen in Brookline, Massachusetts. And you and I have discussed America's Test Kitchen many times before. They take a recipe or a recipe idea, and they work and experiment with this recipe until those professionals get it what they think is just the perfect taste and texture and eating experience. They use a professional taste panel to get hints of what might be a suggestion to change the recipe, and the recipes always come out very well. These recipes can be gotten online at America's Test Kitchen, but it's fun to have the collection of them and then to read the story behind it and how they actually produce the recipe to make it turn out the best.
Yeah, they always give an explanation of why that didn't work this way, why this is a better way to do things, and it may be ingredients or it may be the time of baking or how it's shaped. I mean, there are so many considerations they take in when they're deciding what is the best. And the other thing I like about the magazine often is they will show here is the one they think is the poorest, and then the next, and then the best. So you can see part of what they're judging on.
It's almost like it's a Consumer Reports in the food world and the baking world and cooking world. It's just a great magazine. Now, I bring up this recipe because we're getting into soup season. When it gets colder out, we think of heartier soups or even broth-based soups, just something that will fill our tummies and keep us warm. And we often have a very mundane saltine cracker to go along with that. Well, let's think outside the box, LaVon.
Just add a little more flavor, too. I think the saltine crackers is more, I see some people crush them all up and they're making the soup thicker. But for flavor, if you want to add a little bit more flavor, this would be a great addition.
Yes. The recipe called for cayenne pepper as one of the ingredients. However, I did not have that on hand, and I was unable to find that in our local grocery store spice
which area. Which is very unusual.
Yes.
It must have just been a bad day for kayak.
So anyway, I had some Cajun seasoning on hand, and I read the ingredients on the back of it. It included red pepper, but also some garlic, onion, salt, paprika. And I thought, oh, this would be an extra fun spice to include in this bread and give it a little zip if you want to do that.
And the recipe does not have very much of that spice, right?
No, it only calls for a quarter of a teaspoon. However, if I were to make it again, I would up that to a half teaspoon because I'd want a little more heat.
A little more flavor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I see this, too, as adding even drained chopped jalapeno, pickled jalapenos. Oh, I think that would be really good in it. But the recipe creator also does give a suggestion to fry some bacon and cut it, dice it up along with some fried onion, and then include, rather than the cheddar, extra sharp cheddar cheese, use Gruyere cheese, how you might say it, and for another taste sensation too.
But even with the cheddar, I think when you say bacon, I see people smiling because right now bacon is the flavor to add to a lot of things, and it really would up the flavor to add both the bacon and the onions. I think that all sounds like a great flavor combination.
Mm-hmm. And this recipe will be on our website, and I'll also include the option of adding those other ingredients too, if you so desire. One thing I want to point out, because it's not a yeast bread and uses a leavening agent in the form of baking powder, it requires a generous amount. This is a 1 tablespoon of baking powder is the recommended amount. So if you see the recipe, if you go to online to it or request it through KJAN, it is not a misprint. It is 1 tablespoon of baking powder.
That is unusual, and often we're concerned then if we're going to get that baking powder flavor.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. And what is the size of the pan?
It's a 9x5 loaf pan.
Okay.
So it's a generous loaf.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that probably is one of the reasons why we can use a tablespoon of baking powder.
Mm-hmm. Two highlights on this bread, Levon, is the color. It's just an absolutely golden, beautiful color when it comes out of the pan. Parmesan cheese, shredded Parmesan cheese, is sprinkled on top of the loaf before it goes into the oven.
But
yes,
here's the surprise.
I know. Before the batter is even put into that greased 9x5 loaf pan, the bottom of that pan is sprinkled with another half cup of Parmesan cheese. Then the batter is placed on top of that. Then another half cup Parmesan is sprinkled on top of the batter. And it's put into the oven and baked for about 45 to 50 minutes. Okay, so then when it comes out of the pan, oh, and you slice it, there's this marvelous crunch of the Parmesan cheese bottom crust. It's a great textural combination with the cheese and the quick bread texture. And then there's this great crunch of baked Parmesan on the bottom. It's wonderful. And that's, I think, this with tomato soup is just, it's a no-brainer.
Over the top. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking with that, what they've done with the Parmesan cheese, you know, you might, if you have some other savory breads, or I'm thinking even some like thick casseroles, might be a clue that you want to try that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted the additional Parmesan flavor. Well, that was a suggestion that the test panel had given to the recipe creator. They said, you know, we could really up the cheese flavor of this if that would Parmesan would be sprinkled on the bottom. Now, we're not talking about the sprinkling Parmesan cheese that you sprinkle on pizza. We're talking about grated Parmesan cheese. And I was able to purchase it already grated it looked like a little cottage cheese container is what it looked like. But you can also buy the block of or the brick of cottage of Parmesan cheese. Yes, and shred your own.
And there, you know, earlier I talked about the temperature of the cheese, and as you said, the cheddar is already sort of a hard cheese, but the Parmesan is softer, and so you may want to even put it in the freezer for a little bit. You don't maybe want it a solid block, but
before shredding,
it makes it a lot easier to shred.
Now they also did recommend that this does have 3/4 cup sour cream and 1 1/4 cups whole milk. They tried the recipe with using non-fat milk. They tried it with the milk and whole milk, and they just said, you got to have that whole milk in order to make this recipe turn out.
Okay, all of those suggestions and the recipe and the picture will be on
our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Levon and Miss Nini. It'll be a treat for you to see this picture and this recipe because it's really a great one. Now remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.